News 88.7 in Houston. I'm Gail DeLauder. Some local activist groups have major concerns ahead of the World Cup in Houston. News 88.7's Tom Perumian has more.
Houston is the sex trafficking capital of the United States. And now that the World Cup is right here in the horizon, this issue is about to explode.
Ivan Sanchez is an organizer and advocate to stop sex trafficking.
If we don't do anything, these numbers are going to significantly increase during the World Cup.
During a Monday press conference, Sanchez and others, including former victims of sex trafficking, spoke out about the need for intervention by law enforcement and state government to rein in the problem of sex trafficking. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
A lot of Houstonians say they're worried about the economy. Only about a third of the people responding to a survey from the University of Houston's Hobby School said they thought their household income would probably or definitely keep pace with inflation. The Hobby School's Pablo Pinto says he's seeing people change their spending habits.
We do not need troops from some other place being sent into the state of Illinois or any troops.
The U.S. Census Bureau says Houston has a poverty rate of around 21%, and that's the highest among major cities. Governor Abbott has appointed Galveston County's new district attorney. Kevin Cusick is an assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Texas. He'll serve out the remainder of former D.A. Jack Rohde's term. It runs through the end of next year. Now that the government is closed, visitors to the state's national parks could find a lack of services. That includes locations like Big Bend National Park and the Padre Island National Seashore. The National Park Service says those parks will stay mostly open, but there's limited or no staffing. Basketball gets underway in Houston tonight as the Rockets kick off the preseason at Toyota Center. They'll play the Atlanta Hawks with a 7 o'clock tip-off. Mostly clear skies tonight, expecting our overnight low around 74. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.